take the liberty of that. Thank you. You're welcome.
It's exciting to be here. When I think of ministries and people that help folks, I really think you guys are in the book on it. Of course, my father's involved here at St. Thomas, and we talk about different things, and we often talk about the individuals that you folks help and give to and minister to, and I'm always so amazed and impressed by that. What I'm here on behalf of is a ministry called Love, Inc. What our sole purpose is helping churches help people through our ministry, what we do and how we go about things. It's a very unique ministry, and it's exciting about what they do. So who is Love, Inc., and what do we do? Well, let's start with the name first of all, Love, Inc. You know, as a wannabe manly man, I struggle with the idea, the title of the ministry to begin with, love. You know, as a Snyder County man, I associated the word love with feelings. In fact, when Pastor Wilmer greeted me here this morning, I took out my hand to shake it, and he gave me a hug. And as a Snyder County man, we struggle with that, right? I remember you folks know Dave Graham that would come in here and speak, and I learned when I shake Dave Graham's hand, this one comes out as a brace, and the hand comes out. All right? We struggle with showing our emotions. And what do we associate love with but emotions, correct? But when I look at the scriptures, I realize that love is at the center of every Christian act. You know, the older I get, the more I rely on scripture for true wisdom. And I got to make mention, I talk about scripture a lot. And sometimes we forget, we become so Christian with our talks that we don't realize. I was talking with an individual one time, and I said about, hey, you know, the scripture says, and he looked at me, and he didn't go to church. But he was around church enough to know, and he looked at me and he said, scripture, what's that different from the Bible? I said, hey, it is the Bible. So, but we see the wisdom that comes from scripture, and I'd like you to follow along. If you want to, turn in your Bibles to Colossians 3:12, starting out with verse 12. You know, I wrote these notes a while back. I'm not even sure what version of the Bible I was using with that. But anyways, verse 12 says, put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, and so you must also forgive. And verse 14 is really, this is about the heart of the whole thing. And above all these things, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. So we see all them beautiful characteristics that's listed there that we have in our lives, but he says, above all these things, put on love. Love binds everything together. Love caused God to give his son to die for us. That's what love does. Love caused Jesus to hang on the cross and bear all our ugliness and our sins. Isn't that beautiful? He loved us that much, he was willing to do that for us. So, turns out a good name for a ministry, after all, is love. But I also like what it says there in verse 17. Let's continue on there. In verse 17 it says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I told you the name of our ministry is Love, Inc., and the Inc. is not an abbreviation for incorporated, but it's abbreviation for the words in the name of Christ. Love in the name of Christ. So now that we understand the name of the ministry, what is the purpose of the ministry? And again, I said that it's love. The sole purpose is to help the churches, help people in the community. But how do we go about that? Well, the mission statement that we would have would be to mobilize local churches to help them transform lives and communities in the name of Christ. You know, the body of Christ is made up of many different, diverse believers. Love is dedicated to bringing and linking those believers and their ministries that they can provide to those in the community who need it the most. And Love's mission statement says that we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, I realize that there are some churches that are not brothers and sisters in Christ. It's a sad reality, but we can see that across our nation. And to be affiliated with Love, Inc., a church and its members must adhere to the Apostles' Creed. That's one of the requirements that we put forth with that, is that you would be in agreement with the Apostles' Creed and so forth. Do you guys have any idea? We're talking about different denominations. Do you know how many different denominations there are across the world? Take a shot at it. Somebody might give me a number. What was that? Well, you're quite low at 20,000. Anybody have some more? 33,000 different denominations listed across the world. 30,000 in Snyder County alone. No, I'm just joking about that. It's interesting we say that, because yesterday I was working on a foundation outside of Penn's Creek. I'm a masonry contractor, and working on a foundation, and this guy would be considered affiliated through, like, the Black Bumper Church across here from us. And, I mean, he doesn't go there, but it's that denomination. And he said, when we came up from Lancaster County, he said, we came into the area, he said, we all kind of had one and the same. He said, but I was just out, he said, I met some different people, and I said to my wife, here in Snyder County alone, I said to my wife, wow, there's 157 varieties out there now. I said, yes, that's true. There is many different denominations out there, but again, our purpose is to work with the different denominations and unite them together for the good of the community. That's what it's about. Denominations can divide on a lot of different things. For us, example, as Christians, we'll divide over how we baptize. I remember years ago I attended here, and I remember Pastor Wilmer sharing this, how we go about baptizing. It'll divide churches. Do we dunk them forwards? Do we dunk them backwards? Do we dunk them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit? Or do we just dunk them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we dunk them one time or three times? Different denominations down the line. And folks love the Lord and so forth, but we can separate over that. We can separate over music. We can separate over Bible verses. I don't want to say that perhaps whatever the belief is that you have, the doctrine of beliefs, be firm and strong and understand where you believe with them. But what we really like about our ministry is you can have them different beliefs, but yet still work together for the good of the community. And we want to show you guys how we go about uniting people together, that the community can see a united body of Christ. Even though your St. Thomas Independent and they're a Southern Baptist down the road, whatever it might be, we can all unite together for the good of the community. I don't know about you folks, but I really get tired of hearing when I talk to people and I share the Lord with them and I say, you really ought to be plugged into a church, and they say, which church? None of you folks get along. Well, what better way can we show them when we see how different congregations, different denominations unite together for the good of the community? So, again, the most important doctrinal issue that we do really stress and we all can see the value of it is a belief in salvation through Christ, forgiveness of our sins. So that's utmost and foremost. When we go out and we witness to the community and we work with the community and we help people that have a need, what we're doing is we're not only meeting that need, but we're presenting the gospel before them. We're sharing the love of Jesus Christ with those people. And that's the beauty of it. So, as brothers and sisters in Christ, it's important that we all focus on the Great Commission. And what is the Great Commission? Anybody know where you can find the Great Commission? If you would, turn in your Bibles. Maybe some of you guys are already going there. Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20. Again, I'm reading this, and I have a New Living Translation. It says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of age. The Great Commission is, therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations. So we can see the huge value in that. So how does love gain work? What takes place here? Well, there's a four-step process that we use, and I apologize, folks. I should have had some pamphlets here for you guys that you'd be looking at and seeing what's involved with loving. In fact, I'm going to skip through my notes here. I want to see the ministry was founded in 1977, and there's currently 122 affiliates in 29 different states. Pennsylvania has 6 affiliates, and our local one is located in Milton, and their territory covers Snyder, Union, and the northern part of Northumberland County. So that's it, the area that Loving covers in our area, and how does it work? So I wish I had some pamphlets here I could show you, but there's a 4-step process that we use, all right? We receive a request from somebody in the community, wherever that might be, in Snyder, Union, and Northumberland County, that has a need. We advertise, we say, hey, there's different places through word of mouth and so forth. We're willing to help anybody in the community. Our director went into Snyder County, went to the police force and any other administrative offices around and said, hey, this is who we are. This is what we want to help people in the community. If you have any requests and you know people need help, have them contact us, because we will contact the churches, and the churches will meet those needs. The churches are affiliated with us and so forth. So we receive requests. The request for help comes directly from individuals and families, or by referral through our network of churches and community agencies. The next thing we do is we assess the need. We look at it, and this is a huge part. I don't know about you folks, but I really like this part of the ministry, because we have individuals that are specially trained, and they conduct and examine the nature and extent and the totality of the need. And they also try to discover any deeper issues that might be fueling the crisis that these individuals are facing. Now, I often see individuals and I think, wow, do they really need my help, or are they just being lazy, or what's going on? And I question, is the need true? Well, one of the things I love about the ministry is I don't have to be the one that answers that. If you guys would join on with Love, Inc., you can be assured that if somebody contacts and we would say, hey, can you meet this need, it would be a legitimate need. That's nice. I sometimes don't like being the hard guy and saying, you know what, I think you're just lazy, you can meet this need yourself. But there is individuals that are trained for that. They assess the need, they find out what it is, and then the third part that we do, and it refers through our resources, after the need is analyzed and verified, it's referred to the most appropriate partner church to provide the resources, programs, or services that address the need. And that's where churches like you would come and place that. So we examine the need, we get requests, we examine the need, and now we look at it and say, okay, there's a legitimate need. Which church is available? Who has individuals that are willing to meet this need that would be close to their area? So, and then after that is accomplished, we have a follow-up program, and the Loving volunteers follow up the individuals to see if the need was met, all right? And they also take the opportunity to provide spiritual and emotional support and try to connect the individual to a local church. Again, it's a win-win. Not only do you help the people in the community, but Lord willing, you might even be adding membership into your congregation, and which is a beautiful thing. We currently have our head guy that we go to that is directing, and the whole operation is a fellow by the name of Pastor Mike Neal, and I have to share this with you guys. When I was talking with them, I said, hey, I know a church, St. Thomas Independent. They're phenomenal. They love to help folks in need. I said, I'm going to give you Pastor Rogers' phone number and make contact with him. And he called me a couple days later, and I'll let you guys decide how you want to interpret how his comment was with it. But he said, I talked to Pastor Roger. is he always like that? So, I'm not sure what you were sharing with him, but you made an impact upon him, Pastor Roger. So, and he was giggling when he said it, so it wasn't a negative way. It was fun. I said, yes, he is. He's a fun guy. So, you know, one of the last churches I spoke in was up in Winfield, and a young lady was there, and she came up and she shared when she was younger that she was involved with Loving, and she had a request to help an elder lady that needed help with her upkeep. And that's one of the things that we do, help with upkeep. And she shared that how that led into a great relationship, and through her helping that lady, the lady continued to have this connection there, and she would go and sit in the house and minister with her. And she said, you know, I was able to help meet her needs with some of her housework and so forth, but we developed this bond. And we had this relationship, and it was beautiful. It changed my life. And I think, God, isn't that beautiful? That's what it's about. So, you know, we serve an amazing God. God is, he's so big. After all, he created everything, the earth, the universe, and he holds it all and he sustains it. But the real amazing part, folks, and if you get nothing else, listen to this. He desires to work through you to meet the needs of people. The God that created the universe, that sets up kings and kingdoms and nations, desires to work through you to meet other needs of other individuals. Scripture says that one day we will be rewarded for the work that we do through and for him, but it's hard to imagine that there could be any more reward than just the feeling of joy that we receive when we see God use us and work through us. And I appreciate Fanny here. She still refers to me as Little Mac. And I appreciate that a lot. The same job I was just talking about, I have an employee who's 12 years older than me. We were out there working, and the owner came out, and he said his daughter was there, and they were marveling at the work that got done on the job. And she said to him, yeah, and there was two old men out there. She had some goods, and she seen a need that an individual had, and she shared that with the individual. And as she was sharing the story, she was tearing up and saying, wow, God used me. It was good to be used by God. That's what it's about. To have God work through your life, the willingness to say, Lord, I'm yours. What can I do to help? And that's where we come in. We want to show you what you can do to help with people in the community. You know, I get frustrated with the idea of our government took over what used to be the church's job. At one time, the churches met the needs of the people in the community, and it frustrates me a little bit. I see the different things that take place, but the government gives folks things that they don't deserve and whatnot. But yet, we still have to have a compassionate heart, and we realize that there is people that have a true need out there, and we can meet that need, and that's one of the beautiful things about it. You know, I said I was skipping around in my notes, and I obviously skipped some valuable stuff here. Is this the time where when you get lost, we can call on for testimonies? Alaska, and Randy Altifer and I are very best friends. We were best men in each other's wedding. And he shared how Love Inc. is involved in Juneau. They're one of the fastest growing ministries out there that really unites the churches together. They have a prison ministry that when individuals come out of prison, Juno has a prison there, when they come out of prison, Love Inc. is one of the first ones that the town of Juno knows all about Love Inc., and they know that they're affiliated with all the different churches, and they'll contact these, they'll contact Love, and Love reaches out through the churches. It's all through the churches. It's all about the churches. Makes that contact, and he said, it's such a vital ministry that some folks that don't even attend church see the impact that they're having, and they want to be part of that because they see the impact that it's making in the communities. And that's a beautiful thing. We currently receive on an average in the Milton area 50 requests a week. Now, a lot of that request that we receive is for transportation. There are people that have a request for transportation, and I don't know if you folks are aware that not everybody has families like we have. Maybe I'm being broad with our statement. I think we're still very close-knit here and the church bodies and so forth. But some individuals come down with cancers and different sicknesses. And, yeah, we have, again, the government has Rabbit, I believe it's called, transportation and so forth. But if you're ever involved with Rabbit, sometimes you'll arrive at your doctor appointment an hour, two, 3 hours early. And who knows how long until you can get picked up again. And what a blessing it is for individuals that volunteer and say, yeah, I'd love to help out and provide transportation for them. And Love Inc. can match you up with them individuals. There's elderly care. That's a lot of work we get involved with. Of course, yard work and home repairs. And the thing I really found that I really like, and I want to see them advertised and see them more, my sister Tina and I were just sharing this, where not only do we advertise for the help individuals in need, but also if you have a desire for communication and you're lonely and you need somebody in your life, can you see yourself reaching out and listening and ministering to somebody, perhaps praying with them, reading the scripture to them, just being there for them? What a beautiful ministry. Again, God is so big, and when we reach out and we help those that have a need, one of the things that I love, again, about the ministry, and I stress this the most, is how it unites churches together. We can serve side by side. We can have our doctrinal issues. Stand strong on your issues, whatever they might be. That's great. But when we're reaching out in love and helping the community and making a difference in the community, and the community can see that it's not just, you know, so many times you say, I heard it said, well, they're very proficient at taking your money. They pass out an offering twice in there, right? Well, it's more than that. The church is more than receiving money. It's helping people that have a need. Wonderful. You know, when I think about the different churches, and I realize that we do have our differences, and I often marvel and I often said about how when I talk with my father about what you guys are doing here in St. Thomas, and I see how you guys can minister to folks that we're not able to minister to down in Chapman. I attend Chapman Chapel, for those that don't know, and we have showers down there as well. So it's not just, you don't have a soul market on Elroy here. We've got showers down there. In fact, I think your family started with Chapman. Am I correct on that, Elroy? There's people that we can minister to that would not fit in here, and people that you minister to that just wouldn't fit in with us. And that's the beauty of it. And as we minister to people in the community, we can see them coming and joining and being part of the congregation because of helping out those in need. And, you know, so many times we're in competition with other churches. I never understood that. Why would you be in competition? And one of the ways you can truly tell whether or not you're concerned about what others are doing is Did you ever take the time to pray for another church in the community that perhaps... I'm going to be honest here, I get a little jealous of Harvest and Redeemer. I don't know most of you folks. The Redeemer is operating, it's Pastor Steve Stalshus, he's operating in the mall up there. It seems like they got all the young folks. And I think, Lord, we need a couple. But yet we can see wherever it is that the Lord is, if they're in church, so be it. That's wonderful. And the true test is, am I willing to pray for them? You know, that's so important. So let's get to you. What can you do as an individual? What can you do as a church body? Well, of course, we want your help. We want you to volunteer that you would say, yes, I'm willing to help wherever there might be a need. We want your prayers. It's so important. Ministry operates. If we're just doing this on our own and we don't have the Lord in the center of it, it's okay. You know, you can still help. But when the Lord's in the center of it, that's when it makes a lasting difference. And so many times we think of big things, you know, big things. But remember the story of Naaman the leper that had leprosy? And he came to the prophet, and the prophet didn't even go out to meet him. And he said, hey, just go down into the river and dip 7 times in the river, and you're going to be clean. And Naaman left from there. Man, he said, come on. And his helper looked at him and said, hey, if he'd asked this great thing of you, would he have did it? God's looking for simple things. Simple things. And you can operate through the simple. We need volunteers to help serve in any way that you have to offer. And I can tell you folks right now, we would really like, if you're talented with... one of the things we're really lacking right now, and we're looking for volunteers with the staffing. And I'd love to see individuals that can put together a newsletter. Help with administrative that way, to put together a newsletter that would share the different testimonies and have them sent out to the churches that are affiliated through us. That would be a wonderful thing to see that people, and you know, they're currently operating on a shoestring budget. We have 2 individuals that are on payroll, and I gotta tell you folks, they're Pastor Mike, who's our director, only works 20 hours a week with that. Technically, that's all he's supposed to work. That's what they're paying him for. It's very little pay. I think currently we have like a $20,000 a year income. So you can, with 2 individuals that are getting paid out of that, you know there's not a lot of money going around for them. So volunteers that can take some of the pressure off that will be willing to work and help the administrative part of it. You know, you can give as little as or as much as you'd like as far as your time goes. Of course, financial support, that's huge. We currently, if you would provide transportation, we would want you to go through Love Inc. And we have an insurance policy. And of course, we all know insurance costs money. So that's part of the expenses that we have. And listen to this. Galatians 6:10 says, so then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone. You know, it's between you and the Lord how much opportunity you do have. I don't know that, but you do. And the Lord knows how much opportunity you have. One of my good friends and a fellow church member, we went to a loving board meeting, and his comment going there and coming back from the meeting was, he said to me, and John were talking, and I said, you know, he said, I was involved in serving on a board before for a ministry, and I don't have any desire to do it again. He said, I'm burned out on that. He said, I don't have any desire to serve on a board again. 2 months later, I said, John, I said, I thought you didn't want to serve on the church board. Guess what? He's a board member now, loving. And his response was, he said, you know, I'm freshly retired from teaching school. He said, I have the time and the opportunity to serve, so why wouldn't I? I like that. That ministered to me a lot. He said, I have the time and the opportunity, so why wouldn't I? I don't know what you have available in your life. I don't know where you guys stand, but if the Lord's saying, you know, I'd like you to help more. And one of the things I love about the ministry, I went door to door ready. see I'm a little over time here, but I want to share this. My wife and I, one of the first times we went out witnessing door to door, and we were handing out tracts, and we knocked on the door, and nobody answered, and we put the tract in the door, and we left from there. My wife said, I'm glad they didn't answer the door. Were you ever nervous about that? Of course we get nervous about sharing our faith, but one of the neat things about the ministry is if you work through Love Inc. and you go and you help somebody in need, you don't have to be concerned about sharing the gospel with them. You have the right to do that. You can say, you know, it's because of the love of Christ that the difference that he made in my heart, that's why I'm out here helping you. I want to see your lives change and become better. What can we do to help you out with it? And we really have, it's a lot easier and a lot more comfortable than just going up on somebody's door and saying, hey, and share the gospel that way. So, again, it's not about the ministry loving. As far as we're concerned, other than the fact that people need to know who to contact, we don't get any recognition out of it. It's all about the churches serving the Lord and the churches making differences in the communities. And I don't know about you, but I get so frustrated. I look around and I think, wow, even in our local communities, why is it so bad? What can we do? What can we do to help change it? And the Lord showed me, this is one of the things we can do to help change our community. We're still so, so good here in Snyder County. But it isn't what it used to be. I remember years ago saying, I don't know of anybody in Snyder County that never heard the gospel. And you know what? That's no longer true. There's a lot of people that never heard the gospel in Snyder County. I couldn't believe that. If you're interested, please see me afterwards. If you're interested in helping out, we'd love to get your church signed up on part of the affiliation through the ministry. But even as an individual, if you'd say, yes, I'd like to see me, and we'll take your name down, and we'll have you as active as you'd like to be. Again, you can decide how much opportunity you yourself have between you and the Lord. Let's go to the word prayer. Father, again, we do truly thank you for your love and your grace. Lord, I want to personally thank you for the congregation here and their willingness to help people in need, the tremendous testimony they have in the community for helping people. I can think of many different examples where they shared, and perhaps sometimes even, Lord, they were taken advantage of, but that's between you and them, Lord, and you bless them because of their willingness. And Lord, I just pray that as perhaps some hearts are being stirred and are thinking about the opportunities they have, Lord, that they would be faithful and that they would be challenged to want to reach out and make a difference in lives. Lord, it's not just about helping them physically, but helping them spiritually. Lord, can we make that start, that commitment in our community? Now, Lord, thank you again for what you're doing and what you're going to continue to do. It's been good to be in your house. In Jesus' name.